weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Attorney Phil Berg, founder of the Birther Movement, is our guest. I'm going to have him in the next segment briefly recap. Some stations carry the second half of the show. Why the birther issue is so important. We're taking calls until the bottom of the hour when he leaves us. Then Lindsey Williams with more inside info directly from the highest levels of the global power structure on what they're planning with the dollar and the economy. Phil Berg, you heard Julio's points. Quick comments on that before we go to more calls.
Well, I think it's disgusting that Beck tries to associate me with these other people and tries to tie me in that I hate America. I don't hate America. I do this because I love America, and I'm going to challenge Beck. He won't do it. I'm going to challenge him to a debate. He's got the nerve to put me up there and talk about me. I'm going to challenge him to a debate. He probably won't do it, but it's wrong what he's doing and wrong making me connotations. I want peace. I want a peaceful revolution. I want this through the court system and not through that. I'm going to embrace the American public to have a birth certificate march in Washington, which will be peaceful, and demand that if he can't prove that he's constitutionally eligible, that he resign. Can you see a million people there with a copy of birth certificate and Obama like not doing? The media would have to cover this.
And by the way, at these town halls, as you know, for a year now, Republican and Democrats will say, no, he's American citizen, and literally the whole room starts screaming at him, even at Democrat events. People are sick of this, and ObamaCrimes.com is your website. I've seen it on TV. I've heard it where he puts you up there next to the weathermen and others and says, these people hate America. They're dangerous. Folks, send those videos because there's millions of listeners. You can find them. I have a small staff. I've seen it. I don't have time to go dig it out. It would take maybe 10 hours, you know, dig through hundreds of shows. Send it all to Phil Berg. Help him so he has the info, but also support ObamaCrimes.com. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Hi, Phil. I may be way out in left field here, but what do you think the chances are that the puppet masters, the people that pull Obama's strings and the higher up in the government are going to let Obama's true identity and his birth certificate and all that out at the right time to get him impeached in order to impose more laws on us to be able to keep better track of us?
You're saying that could be the false flag. It would cause riots, all sorts of problems. Phil, your take on it.
Well, you know, I'm going to demand when we get him out of office, and we're going to do it, we're going to demand we'll hold a news conference. I'm going to call all the top politicians in this country and the religious leaders and say, you plan to cause riots in the streets and damage property and injure and kill people? Why? The only person responsible for this is Barack Obama. No, I don't think they're going to let it out. I think what's going to happen is the American public is going to demand it. I think about 20 million people know about this. Help me raise the public awareness to 100 million people. We will force him out of office because this is outrageous what he is doing. And he's out to destruct, to tear apart our country.
Well, it's just like ClimateGate in the first month when they said it wasn't real, and now it blew up in their face, and they've all admitted they're liars.
Right.
It's the same thing. They're stonewalling. The truth can't be stopped. We know he's an Indonesian citizen. We know his real name's Barry Sitaro. That's enough right there under law because he can't be a natural. Explain that to people, Phil.
Well, once he's adopted there, he becomes a natural of Indonesia. And therefore, when he came back, according to our immigration laws, he would only become naturalized. But someone did what's called a FOIA request, Freedom of Information request, sent me a copy. They asked for a copy of Obama's birth certificate. It came back that he never had one. Now, they didn't check for Barry Sitaro, but I think he never had one. I think he traveled on his Indonesian passport. That's why at age 20, he stopped in Indonesia on his way to Pakistan to renew his passport.
Let's be clear on this.
That.
His real name's Barry Sitaro on record. Coming up, we've got him calling into a radio show in D.C., calling himself Barry. That's coming up. His name is Barry Sitaro. Folks, do you realize they're freezing all his documents, all his records? They're covering something up that's even worse than him really being an Indonesian citizen. We have an Indonesian citizen as our president, and once you, even if he had been a U.S. citizen before, he'd have to waive that citizenship to become a citizen of Indonesia. I mean, if I wanted to go waive my citizenship and become a Swiss citizen, I would have to waive my U.S. citizenship.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
Had a tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches, and the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have the father of the birther movement, attorney Bill Berg, ObamaCrimes.com, with us, former deputy attorney general in his state, member of the NAACP, Democrat, who during the primaries began to investigate Obama. He says on record, his real name is Barry Zotero, a citizen of Indonesia. That's the only record we can get. He admits that, but says it's no big deal. And the media never covers that. They just say, we've shown the birth certificate. These people are lying. Why has Obama sealed all of his school records? Because the real name's Barry Zotero, and a lot of people are coming forward saying he was called Barry Zotero then and that he was getting foreign aid. Now, we're going to go back to your calls, David, John, Nick, Ronald, and others. Questions for Phil Berg only on the subject of the birther issue and where his court cases are going. But here's the associated... Phil, go ahead. I was going to...
Yeah, no, that's right. I just want to say something because many people say, well, a parent can't renounce, you know, give up their children's rights. Well, that's true to a point. But if Obama wanted to do that between the ages of 18 and 21, he would have had to renounce his Indonesia citizenship and reaffirm any citizenship that he did have for the United States. There's no evidence he did that either.
He sealed all those records, the college, everything. Let's play this clip. Just like everybody else, Barry from D.C. called Virginia Governor Tim Kaine's radio show to complain about traffic. But Barry from D.C. was really President Barack Obama, who surprised Kaine with a prank call just like everybody else. Barry from D.C. Now, here is Obama. This is Associated Press about a couple months ago. This was December 22nd, 2009, last year, calling in using his real name. Here it is.
Governor, let's get back to the phones and let some callers. We have Barry from D.C. is calling. Go ahead, Barry.
Well, Governor Kaine, this is actually the President of the United States calling.
No.
I have questions about traffic in Northern Virginia.
Oh.
But rather than go there, I just wanted to say how proud we are of your service as governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and just wish you and the family all the best.
Okay.
Christmas season.
And it goes on. That's AP News right there. AP Video. So it's a big joke to him to use his real name, isn't it, Phil?
Yeah, it really is. But when he does it and acknowledges it, it just reinforces the words I've been using, that he's a fraud and he's a phony. You notice the Secret Service isn't coming after me because I'm talking the truth. He's a fraud, he's a phony. It's the biggest hoax in the history of our country, ladies and gentlemen. We must stop it.
Well, it gets worse. I could play video from Vermont and from Missouri where they had police go on the news and say, if you criticize Obama and say he's not a Christian or say he wasn't born here, we're going to arrest you. Did you ever see that video?
No, I heard about it, so send it to me. I'd like to see that one.
In fact, ask Aaron the headline. I think it's something like Thought Police in Missouri. But the point is, no, that was on TV. I mean, they were on TV saying, we will arrest you. So that shows the mindset, and it turned out the Obama campaign was having local Democrat police and sheriffs and prosecutors come out and threaten people. I mean, this is, look, Jerome Corsi got the documents, the emails from Obama when he was in the Senate to his cousin, Odinga, threatening and saying, cause riots. So you lost the election. Cause riots, and they'll give you a position in the government. And they did.
Not only causing riots, what they did is they caused riots. They set fire to churches with people alive. They burned down churches. They burned people alive. I mean, that's a bad point. And then Odinga became,
and Obama told them to do it.
Right. And then Obama raised $1 million for him during that time. And then by doing all that, they forced an Odinga that was given a position in the government over there.
Yeah, before they just had president, they made a prime ministership for him.
Yep.
I mean, because they were burning everything down, and Obama told him in the email, burn it. I mean, this guy's a terrorist. There's no doubt about it. Let's take another call here. David Maine, you're on the air, David.
Yes, gentlemen. I have a comment and a question. Good job, Phil.
Thank you, David.
I will refer to our president from here on as President Saturo, and I recommend anybody else do the same. And when people ask you, what is that all about, then explain to them everything that you've laid out. Now, my question is a constitutional crisis question. If it's found out, if we can prove that he's illegitimate, and I believe he is, then every executive order, every bill he signed, every treaty, every foreign agreement is invalid. What happens then if it's, say, 3 years into the presidency and this all comes out and he has to leave? No doubt about it, it's pointless to argue.
Well, everything
anymore.
He's done is bad, so that sounds great.
Yeah, David, that's why I don't want to wait 3 years. I want to get it this year. That's why I want the people to join with me when we have announced the march. Because he is a phony. Everything he has done is void or avoidable. It's really a disgrace. And we are in a constitutional crisis and it would take another whole show. I can't go into the whole thing about who would become president. You used to vote, and I don't know the amendment, you used to vote separate for president and vice president. You vote now jointly for them. So therefore, I don't believe Biden would become because it was a fraudulent ticket. Does it go back to January 8th, the joint session of Congress, when Congress violated their duty because they were only going to vote for their duty was to vote for, count the votes, electoral college votes for a qualified person. So does it go back there? Because if one member of the House, one member of the Senate had given a written objection, they would have gone to the separate House and Senate to discuss the issue. And if they didn't agree, they would have nominated whoever they wanted for president, vice president. But because they didn't do their job, does it go back to December 15th when all the electors met in the state capitals in the various states and they voted, but improperly because they were only supposed to vote for a constitutionally qualified candidate or does it go back to November 8th election day? We have a real mess on our hands, but I believe that mess has to be dealt with more so than keeping Obama a fraud.
I hear you. We got to move quick. David, I appreciate your call. Speaking about threats, it came out in major newspapers last year that there's 25 people on Obama's hit list, and of course, I'm number 24 on there, and it said that birther groups and yourself are also on the list, and there is no doubt that they've got an enemies list. People need to be praying for all of us.
Okay. Yes, please pray for me, everyone out there.
Absolutely, and also spread the word. So you don't know when the march is going to be yet?
No, we're working on that. As soon as I have the date, I'll call you back, and then we'll have it up on our website, and we'll tell you if we get on your show and spread the word. But the initial reaction response from people is phenomenal. People want to do something because it's something they can do, and every one of your listeners can identify with the birth certificate issue. One other thing, the people that Obama associated with, Ayers and the Reverend Wright and all those people, et cetera, et cetera. You know, he couldn't even get a job as a Chicago police officer with who he dealt with. He couldn't get a job as an FBI agent or a Secret Service agent because but yet the Secret Service is protecting him. I mean,
well,
think about it. Doesn't even make sense.
I'm not saying this is a good thing, but I understand why it's been done. In the old days, if you weren't 3, 4, or 5th generation, you couldn't be FBI or Secret Service because it was important that you not be a spy. Because when the Constitution was ratified, for those that don't know, they had cases of Austria sending its people, members of its government, its ruling class, and royalty, in to Poland and other countries to try to get elected and take over those nations. And so this has always been an old problem. And if this guy, I mean, his real name is Barry Sataro. How is he our president? As you say, the Indonesia thing is bona fide 100%. That right there disqualifies him. Forget the birth certificate.
Right. Yep, absolutely. And we're running an ad on that this next week in the paper, Washington Times, and we're going to be doing other ads across the country. If the more money we raise, we'll spread the word. We must spread the word around the country, and we want a march on Washington like we never saw.
All right, let's talk to John in Maine. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi. Please tell how his collegiate records are being sealed or were sealed, his adult records. How does that operate? So I can show Mom.
Well, the reason that I was the first one that came out, I believe his college records are sealed for one reason. It's going to show he applied for and received foreign aid either.
No. He's asking how were they sealed.
How were they sealed? An executive order he signed the day of that he was sworn into office.
So the first thing on his mind when he got sworn in and had that executive power was to keep his records secret.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Because he doesn't want us to think about it. We know nothing about him. We haven't seen one thing from him.
John, does that answer your question?
Yes. Do you know the number of that executive order?
No, I don't.
So I can show my mom.
Hey, guys, search engine, Obama signs executive order sealing records. I remember that in the news on January 22nd. Obama signs executive order sealing records. Thanks for the call, John. Let's talk to Nick in Colorado. Nick, you're on the air. Go.
Hey, I just was wondering since we know that the shadow government basically put Obama into his position, my question is, why do you think that they didn't put somebody in there that could produce the documents or just, you know, produce documents for him since they have that kind
I'll
of
answer
power?
The question. They knew he was slick and a darling. They could blackmail him and control him with the information, with him being compromised, and they love to violate our Constitution and sovereignty. Like Obama became the first, I'm going to play this later, do you guys cue it up? In Fall of the Republic, we have him becoming the first U.S. president to chair the U.N. Security Council that violates the Constitution. Phil Berg.
Yes, it does violate the Constitution, and I think they put him up because when I got the phone call, you got to think about this, ladies and gentlemen. The phone call I got was, they said, Phil, you're the only attorney in the country we know with brass, you know what, that would sue Obama. And that was an honor I took here, but since then other attorneys have joined suit. But it's very rare you're going to find someone who wants to challenge the president or someone of that stature. And I did it because I think there's nothing more important than our Constitution. And there's very few of us that will do something like that.
Absolutely. And again, I meant to have it queued up from Fall of the Republic. We did like 5 minutes in the film, and I'll play it before the show ends today after you leave us, specifically on him. And CNN said he's now president of the world. He has to swear the UN oath, and we give the subsection of the Constitution where it says you can't do that. I mean, this is outrageous.
And anything he does, the national media is not, anything detrimental, the national media does not cover it.
All right, we're going to jam in Nick, Ronald, Bob, and John's quick questions, quick answers from Phil Berg, ObamaCrimes.com. I'm Alex Jones. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv. Find out all about Obama in my film, Fall of the Republic, on DVD.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Lose 1 to 2 pounds a day the healthy way and keep it off with the help of the entire Real HCG diet. With an average weight loss of 1.5 to 2 pounds a day, you can be in that bikini or swimming suit in no time. You've heard of people spending over $700 for this exact same diet at doctor's offices? Now you can start the entire HCG diet for under $100. YourHCG.com is the largest HCG reseller in the entire country, and we want to help you. We have helped thousands of people shed unwanted weight, so call YourHCG.com today. No prescription required. No doctor visit required. No painful injections. With every purchase, we'll provide you with everything you need, including your supply of HCG, unlimited one-on-one phone and email support from one of our amazing health coaches, in addition to a large list of menus, diets, and much more. Visit www.yourhcg.com or call us at 877-748-2709 to order your HCG today. Again, that's 877-748-2709 at yourhcg.com. We love you.
Lindsay Williams is coming up, but when we start the next segment, I'm going to play about 4 minutes from Fall of the Republic, where I break down Obama becoming the head of the UN. And I'll give you the chapter and verse of the Constitution where it's treason. Ronald in New Jersey, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, Mr. Berg, Alex, thank you very much. Just to be quick, I have a question that I've been trying to get a good answer to for about a year.
I agree with everything you said. I think that there's ample evidence that there is no birth certificate. But even if there was, even if Obama was born in Hawaii, just by virtue of the fact that his father was never an American, and had he lived, could very well be ruling Kenya, doesn't that in itself contradict what was intended by the founders and coining the term natural born citizen?
I don't believe so, and that's an argument other attorneys have come forth with. I don't believe so because we keep changing the definition of natural born for this reason. If husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend are traveling any place in the world and a child is born, if both are U.S. citizens, their child, when it comes back through immigration and gets a passport, is considered natural born. The statute here, which was changed when Obama was supposedly born August 4, 1961, the American citizen, in this case the mother, to convey natural born status, had to live in this country for 10 years, and 5 of those years had to be after the age of 14. 14 is 5 is 19. She was only 18, so she couldn't convey natural born. So
we've got them right there. I mean,
we have them all over the place. The guy's a fraud. The guy's a phony.
His real name's Barry Sitaro. Bob in Texas. Bob, yeah. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have two quick comments. A comment for Mr. Berg was that back before the election, I was able to get through and talk to John Moody, the vice president of Fox News, and his excuse for them not covering it is that it is, quote-unquote, not their job and that people shouldn't be lazy and do the work themselves, which I found pretty funny.
Your phone's really bad. Do you have a question?
No, just a comment.
All right, Bob, thank you.
That's an interesting comment because Fox is not their job. Fox, it's very strange. They came out of New York, spent an hour and a half driving down here, filmed me for an hour and a half, went back to New York, never aired 1 minute of it. But then if it's not their job, then how come all the media, including Fox, ripped apart, and maybe Fox didn't do it, but all the other media ripped apart Sarah Palin? You know, their job.
Well, now Fox is going after you, great guns. With the birther thing, I mean, it's incredible, folks. I mean, that is wrong. Phil Berg, even if he was wrong, has a right to ask these questions. This is outrageous that Glenn Beck's doing that. And I don't want to attack Glenn Beck, but I'm sick of him. Okay, let's talk to John in Wisconsin. John, you're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Berg. Are you still looking for someone with a common ancestor, since that would convey a material interest in the birth certificate?
Sure. Are you?
Yeah, I have a common ancestor. Disadvantage of being a Mayflower family. There are only so many white people on the continent.
Well, contact me afterwards, and we'll see what we can do. They'll come up with some excuse. But
yeah, that's too far back. I mean, if he's related to the Mayflower, then I'm related to Obama on both sides of my family.
Yeah, that's true, too. It's probably too far back, but contact me. We'll see what we can do. Thank you.
All right, sir. Thanks for the call. Let's talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air with Phil Berg. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Boy, you're a hard man get through to four times. But anyway, the main point is both you guys should try to sue through the English court for them trying to slander you, whatever, especially for you with the Financial Times, because you don't even have to prove that they slandered you. They have to prove that they innocently or they were innocent of not slandering you. And then being these Murdoch papers and magazines and institutions, guaranteed they're rebroadcast there. You can sue their pants off and own them and then use their own money to kick their ass all over the world.
All right, George, it's a good point. You have been slandered by the Murdoch papers in England. I've seen it, and I have as well. What about that?
Interesting point. I'm swamped right with the Obama thing, but we'll have to consider that. For you and me, Alex, maybe we can do something to get some money out of these people. But I'm more concerned right now with using my efforts to out Obama or Barry Sotoro, and we'll worry about
Yeah, that's the big fish. Right. That's the big fish we've got to fry. Jamming in one more call, Chris in Maryland. You're on the air.
Hey guys. Hey fellas. It's my understanding. Maybe you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I had a discussion with my dad. But the real issue isn't your Hannitys and your Glenn Becks. Isn't the real problem the progressives that are taking over our nation?
Absolutely. But the problem is Beck supported the banker bailout. Beck says global warming's real now. We've discredited the fake liberals. I'm attacking anybody who's unconstitutional. But what's your point there?
The point is that the progressives, and I believe maybe 100% of the Democrats and the majority of the Republicans together, are all progressive in destroying the Constitution. They're after the Constitution.
All right, listen, I got to let you go because that's not really a question on this issue. Phil Berg, we got Lindsey Williams coming up, and I'm going to get him to hold a few minutes. I'm sure he's fine because we've got an hour and a half with him coming up. I want to come back and take some calls. One guy disagrees, Ted in North Carolina. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Is garlic the absolute best defense against the threat of bacterial and viral pandemics? No. The answer is Ali-C from your AliStore.com. Ali-C was developed by a British chemist who found a way to stabilize the allicin in garlic and incorporate it into his flagship product, Ali-C. It's the strongest and safest antibiotic known to man. Ali-C makes garlic supplements obsolete. Get Ali-C today from your AliStore.com. That's your A-L-L-I-Store.com. Your AliStore.com. No home should be without Ali-C.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
Proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, I'm going to play about a 4 or 5 minute clip from my film Fall of Republic on a separate issue of treason. I mean, he should be impeached right now for this alone. This is absolute fact that you're about to hear. But I want to go to a call that disagrees, because I didn't see them there on hold. Ted in North Carolina disagrees, I guess, with the whole birth certificate issue or him being Barry Sotaro. So go ahead, Ted.
What I disagree with is you're telling us this is the big fish who's the foreign usurper, and we've got dozens of members in Congress and the Senate that are dual citizens of another country. And they've already acted on that to start some wars that we shouldn't have been in. And you've got this disgraced lawyer on who's been fined $10,000 and had to do hours of ethics classes for legal malpractice.
Okay.
Well, I don't know what you're... I mean,
Alex, I'll comment on that. You know, I have had hundreds of cases since I was admitted to practice in 1970, which is 39 years ago. And one case, we admit, we screwed up on. I'm not perfect, okay, out there. And I did get fined, okay? That's not the point. The point is here, and the point of when you mentioned members of Congress dual citizenship, that's a different situation. That's not the person running for president or the usurper that is president.
Well, let me stop you. Ted, I appreciate your call, but let me say this. We're dealing with Barack Obama, who is starting all these new wars. Phil Berg's been anti-war the entire time. I know doctors, dentists, lawyers. There isn't a doctor or a dentist that I know who hasn't had somebody try some malpractice thing on them. That happens to any lawyer who's been a deputy attorney general or anybody else. And so to sit there and say, you know, that Phil Berg was disciplined once, I mean, all the real lawyers I know are constantly getting disciplined. So for you to, I mean, see, this is a red herring. We're talking about Barack Obama, his real name being Barry Sitaro, and this guy calls in talking about Israel. You know, I was talking about Israel and all the problem with Rahm Emanuel and being in the Israeli military last week. I mean, we cover all this stuff. And then people get even madder because that's not the only subject that we cover, Phil Berg. I mean, Phil, would you be for a dual citizen of Israel or any other country being president?
No.
So there you go. I mean, again, it's a red herring. Let's talk to Andy in New Jersey. Andy, you're on the air.
Yes, thank you, Alex. Both of you gentlemen definitely bleed red, white, and blue, and that's why I listen to you. And as far as Mr. Berg, I've been hearing him on TV or radio, and I know he's never waffled, and he sticks to his story. That man is powerful. And, Alex, he paid you a nice compliment because a man of his stature definitely wants to get his word out through you because you're the John Paul Jones of this country right now. Now, the reason why I called, I believe this country has received its biggest terrorist attack short of a nuclear bomb the day Obama got, or pardon me, the day the financiers of Barry Sitaro got him into this office. He's clearly a terrorist bomb in this country as we speak right now, Mr. Berg.
Well, I can't disagree with you. I mean, if he's not a phony, then what's he doing here? He's definitely a Muslim. He's apologized for the United States. He's out there bowing to the Saudi king, bowing to the Japanese emperor. You know, this is sending our country in the wrong direction, and it's time we cleaned it up by a peaceful revolution.
And you know what, Alex? You've helped me. With your passion for this, and you're a very intelligent man, you've helped me to connect the dots on this. So without taking any more time, I want to hear the other listeners. Thank you both much.
You bet. Thank you. I've got to let Phil Berg go because we have our other guest, Lindsey Williams, with breaking news coming up. In fact, I need to have his bio. Here it is. And I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from Fall of the Republic here about what we know. 100% bona fide confirmed. President of the world, Barack Obama, you talk about treason, here it is. And we know his real name is Barry Sitaro. ObamaCrimes.com is Phil Berg's excellent website. We appreciate his courage. And, Phil, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. I'll be glad to be back anytime you want me.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I've just got to say, you know, the one guy that disagreed with him, I put him to the head of the line when his call came in, and it wasn't about the birth certificate or Indonesia or Barry Sitaro or any of it. It was about Israelis. Okay. Obama is full of Israelis in his cabinet. I mean, it's just craziness. There's so many issues we cover here on this show. Now, here is a clip from the 2-hour, 25-minute film, Fall of the Republic. Get it on DVD at InfoWars.com. The people are ready to be woken up. Order the DVD, make copies, get it out to people. Here it is.
The finance heads of the 20 industrialized nations met again in late September of 2009 at the G20 summit in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. At that meeting, ministers called for an end to the dollar as the world reserve currency. They also called for a strengthening of global governance and called for a new world order. While the bankers were busy carving up the world at the G20 summit, Barack Obama was in New York City at the United Nations because he's got a new job to chair the United Nations Security Council, the most powerful position in the world government body.
President Obama does what no other U.S. president ever has. President Obama presided over the U.N.'s most powerful body. That would be the Security Council.
2,191st meeting of the Security Council.
For a couple of hours, you could say Mr. Obama was president of the world.
It is the story of a world that understands that no difference or division is worth destroying. All that we have built in my own country, it has brought Democrats and Republican leaders together. Leaders like George Shultz, Bill Perry, Henry Kissinger, and Sam Nunn, who are with us here today.
Barack Obama is the first president to hold two posts simultaneously. And there's a good reason for that. It's illegal. Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution forbids any U.S. president from serving any foreign government or institution. He swears an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. But now Barack Obama has sworn allegiance to the global government and the United Nations that he heads up. Let that sink in real good. Barack Obama now heads the United Nations Security Council. You cannot serve two masters, and Obama isn't. He's selling out the last vestiges of sovereignty that this country had. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the destruction of our nation, and it's also high treason. Obama's lies are obvious and out in the open. He hides in plain sight. And from the moment he took office, his lies have only increased. Despite the fact that his ratings have dramatically dropped since Election Day, from the mid-80s to the low 40s, a large portion of Americans still gullibly hang on his every word.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people. Through its magic, we are able to enjoy a combination of the radio, motion pictures, and the stage, right in the comfort of our own homes, simply by pushing a button.
All right, we are live, ladies and gentlemen, and for the balance of the radio broadcast, the next hour and 19 minutes, we are joined by Lindsey Williams. Now, Lindsey Williams was a pastor. He got to be part of the board meetings of three big oil companies. He wrote a book 20-plus years ago about how there was enough oil to run the whole country for hundreds of years in Alaska. That's now come out in Congress. Everything he said has been proven accurate. Now, Bilderberg Group 2008 in Chantilly, Obama and Hillary were there. Had Secret Service drive by and aim machine guns at me. We have video of that. And later it was confirmed that they were at that meeting. They said there they were going to jack up oil prices. We just kind of moved on from there, from Jim Tucker, Daniel Esselin, sources inside. Separately, a former CEO of a top five oil company that Lindsey's been friends with, when Lindsey's video presentation on Google and YouTube was the number one video off and on for a year, tens of millions of views, they called him up and said, you're basically going to get killed if you don't shut up about how we've got plenty of oil. But he said, you can tell people this. Oil's going to go up to $150 a barrel. And then it was about $65. It did in that next year and then went down, as the fella said it would, now going back up. And so much more. And I, from years ago interviewing Lindsey and reading his book, I actually know who this executive is, but sources in the media, we don't talk about it. The point is, he's talked to the fella again, and we're going to go over quickly these points that he told him and then hash them out and then take phone calls next hour with Lindsey Williams. But Lindsey, recap your saga with this individual, and then let's get into the predictions. What this fella said the elite are going to do now. Lindsey Williams.
Thank you, Alex, for allowing me the privilege of being on your show today, because yesterday, Wednesday, the 24th, this month of February, I was on the phone with the elitist who over the years has given me so much information. And in the course of our conversation, I was so startled by what he told me that the elitist have in store for every American this year, 2010. I immediately called up Jaron, your producer, and I said, please, Alex, audience needs to know this. It's so important. And Alex,
so this is the first time.
The very next day, you'd let me be on your show.
So this is the first time this info is being revealed.
Yes, this is the first show that I have given his conversation on yesterday, just yesterday with. I've been on nobody else's show since then. And this gentleman
we appreciate
told me something so startling, I said, I've got to tell people as fast as I can.
Okay, let's break it down, and then we'll go back through each point in detail.
Okay, first of all, let me tell you, I'll give them to you, as you said, and break them down. First of all, he said, how much the dollar is going to change in value in the next 12 months, 2010. He said that 30 to 50% And he elaborated it, went on. Second thing he talked about is Dubai City compared to Dubai World. Oh, he said, Chaplain, make a distinction between the two, because he said Dubai World's default on $80 billion. He said it has literally, because they are the number one promoter of derivatives in the world today, it has caused the entire world banking system to be on the verge of collapse. Then he went on to talk about gasoline prices, crude oil, compared to where prices are going to go in relation to the dollar. I was amazed. He almost laughed at me on the phone when I asked one particular question. He talked about the elections in November. Oh, my goodness. He was very emphatic about it. And, Alex, I'm still standing here dumbfounded over what he said about Israel invading Hamas, and he knew it before it ever happened. I mean, these elitists plan everything. Then he went into Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Yemen and had some very definite words about this. And, Alex, before we take these one by one, please let me say to your audience, folks, I lived with the elite of the world for 3 years' time. I have kept in touch with them over the past 35 years. Every time they have told me something, it has happened exactly as they say it. Folks, I want you to believe everything that Alex Jones says on his programs. He is right. He's trying his best to tell you things that are difficult to believe sometimes. Believe it. He's telling you the truth. I know it from firsthand experience by living with these people and talking with them over these years. And, folks, I just wish to goodness I could come in your home right now and sit down and tell you, believe every single word you're hearing on the Alex Jones Show every day. And listen. Listen every day. Don't miss a day, because if you do, you're going to miss something important.
So, well, Lindsay, let's break this down. Let's break this down. We have Citibank and other banks saying they'll hold your money for 7 days. They're openly talking about devaluing the currency. Fox News even has the report from the government saying they may have a run. That's up on PrisonPlanet.com today in the article Paul Watson wrote. We have the feds announcing that they won't insure money markets, which is most people's savings. We see Greece falling, Spain on the verge of falling, Iceland being robbed by these people. We see them moving. We're starting to see commodities go up. And 2 weeks ago, the News of Australia reported a secret banker meeting with the 24 central bank heads discussing unified, concerted global currency devaluation. Is that, when you talk about banking and the dollar going down, specifically what did he say on point number one about a 30 to 50% devaluation in the next 12 months?
Alex, what you have just said to your audience, every single bit of it is the truth. It all fits in with what this gentleman had to say to me. Keep in mind that these people think in a completely different world and realm than what the average American thinks, and we're going to have to think in the mentality of the elite, the thought patterns of the elite, and that's the reason I've written two books to try to explain their thought patterns. Now, so let me begin in a way that the average person can understand it. Everybody wants to know the future. I don't care who they are. Even you and I, Alex, would like to know the future. And this is probably the only reason I keep in touch with these people. I don't like talking with them. Believe me, it's not pleasant.
Did you call him or did he call you?
I called him because I wanted to know what's going on in 2010.
Now, he's got to know you're talking to the public.
Oh, he knows exactly why I was calling. First of all, I called to find out how he went through his operation. Keep in mind, this gentleman is 87 years of age. He is very feeble.
Now, when he called you a year and a half ago or 2 years ago, he almost died. That's, yeah.
Yes, and as a result, he said to me the other day, Alex, this is amazing. He said to me on the phone, he said, Chaplain Williams, I'm too old to care. Please tell him everything. I mean, Alex, can you imagine having the privilege of telling everything that the insiders of the elite have to? Okay, let me begin so that the average person can understand it. Let's go to the future. What you are hearing on Alex Jones Show, what you're hearing me say today, it didn't come from a fortune teller or a palm reader. It didn't come from the zodiac or the horoscope or tea leaves. This came directly from an elitist himself whom I talked with on the phone on yesterday. And these are the people who control the world. I'm going to begin with the necessities of life. I know we just left to plow into what's happening in the G7 and all that sort of thing, but let me go down to the simple point so that the average person can understand it. And here it is. Now, I know this sounds quite different because you've got to understand that the elite don't think like we think. There, oh, here we go. there will be no shortage of food and water. Now, I've got to clarify this. Please, you will not be able to buy it. I mean, this is the methodology of the elite are so astounding. The grocery store shelves will be full in 2010, in 2011, 2012, but you're going to go hungry. And the elite already have it planned to do things in the exact opposite way than what the average person is thinking. And please, don't be offended at me now today. I'm just trying to tell you what this man told me that is so important to you. He said, I'm going to read it verbatim. I wrote it down as he was saying it. You will lose 30 to 50% of the value of your money in the next 12 months' time. And he said, in our new world order plan, if the strawberries all freeze out in Florida, we merely bring them in from other country. If everything in the citrus crop in California fails this year, we merely bring it in from somewhere else. There's not going to be any shortage on the grocery store shelves whatsoever. You see, there are some encouraging notes in this whole thing in talking with these people, even though there are many negative notes. He went on to say the reason that you'll go hungry is because you're going to lose 30 to 50% of the value of your currency in the next 12 months' time. It's already planned. They're going to do it by a number of methods, which he mentioned.
Stay there. We got to go to break. We're going to come back and go through point one, and there's five or six big key points that he brought up to you. People laughed at Lindsay when we had $60, $40 a barrel oil and went up to $150, exactly as he said. This is directly from a former oil company CEO. We'll be right back.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. And Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Look at your young men fighting. Look
at your women crying. All right, going back to Pastor Lindsey Williams, who worked in the oil fields and was invited in to the board meetings with these top oil executives, and who wrote several best-selling books on the subject, is in contact with one key individual who's very close to death's doorstep, whistling past the cemetery. So he's just bragging about all the things they're doing, and it meshes very accurately with our sources inside Bilderberg Group. And what Lindsey's talked about has come true over and over again. Unfortunately, we wish this information was not accurate. Okay, you were going into the dollar losing 30 to 50% in the next 12 months. Continue.
Alex, I must give God all the glory at this point and state that by the providence of God is the only reason I'm on your show today. And by the providence of God is the only reason that I, a little insignificant unknown missionary out in the bush of Alaska, was allowed to sit on the board meetings of the elite of the world for a three-year period. Therefore, what you hear today, it will happen. Folks out there in the listening audience, please believe me.
At least as far as this elitist believes. I mean, things might, but go ahead. Start breaking it down.
Yeah, let's break it down 30 to 50%, and you said you're going to lose in the value of your currency in the next 12 months. That means that they literally are going to go into your bank account and withdraw. He said it'll be the bottom, the very least, that you're going to lose is 30% of the purchasing power of your currency, the Federal Reserve note. He said you probably will lose 50%, and this is within 12 months, 2010, people. I'm giving you what's going to happen this year. Back, as you remember, about 4 or 5 months ago, we talked about a two-year timeline that they have. I'm talking about today, 12-month period, you will lose probably 50%. That means they're going into your bank account, your savings account, your IRA, and by the methods that they have planned, they will literally withdraw 50% of the purchasing power of your currency. Therefore, as I said a moment ago, there will be plenty of food and water on the grocery store shelves, but you will not be able to buy it. Okay, let's go to the next item, crude oil. I know all of you want to know where the price of gasoline is going, but I've got to explain it the way he put it. And he talked about this in depth on yesterday on the phone, by the way, please, without the listening audience. On Wednesday, yesterday, the 24th, I was on the phone with this gentleman. He said, crude oil prices, as you remember, they went down from 147 to 50. They've come back up now. And I said to him on the phone, I almost called his name. I said to him on the phone, it's back up to about between $70 and $80 a barrel. I said, where is it going? These people have a way of being sarcastic. And he said in a very sarcastic manner, he said, no, Chaplain, the price of crude oil is not $80 a barrel. It's $50 a barrel. How do you refute a man who is one of them? You don't just outright blurt out and say something to him. I said, would you please explain?
Let me stop you. It was actually in the main. I mean, let me stop you. It was in yesterday's news that crude oil is actually lower, but we're paying $3 a gallon on average so that they're scamming us. Go ahead.
Yeah, and the way he explained it is, he said, Chaplain, crude oil prices are still exactly where I told you they were going to go. He said, I told you they were going to $50 a barrel. He said, that's in relation to, folks, please try to think in terms of the elite here. He said, that is in terms of the purchasing power of the dollar at the time that I told you it was going to happen. He said, 6 months ago, the purchasing power of the dollar was $50 a barrel. That's what they were getting. But he said, yet it takes Saudi Arabia $80 a barrel to maintain their infrastructure. He said, they're losing money every day. And it's all, here's a prediction. Folks, watch it. You saw Dubai go down. It was over the Thanksgiving holidays. They said $80 billion worth of securities. They said we can't pay on them. Here's the prediction. You are going to see one OPEC oil-producing country after the other default on their obligations.
Stay there. The World Bank. Got a break. Fourth hour coming up, 70 seconds away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.